All right, very happy to have with us right now Andrew Gribble from AL.com, and it turns out from Strongsville, Ohio. Andrew, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Great to have you with us. And so we want to get some analysis of A.J. McCarron, your sense of where he is in all the discussion, because he's clearly not someone that anyone talks about among that top grouping. But hearing some of the comments he's made about that, he seems to be taking it in stride. Or, Andrew, does he carry a chip on his shoulder?
Well, I think clearly A.J. McCarron carries a chip on his shoulder, and that's been clear pretty much since day one at Alabama, and I guess. And it's really kind of come to light, you know, in this draft process. And I think that's kind of what motivates him. I think he, for years at Alabama, he heard about how he was a game manager and really wasn't, you know, this elite quarterback prospect, and not just in all of college football, but even within the SEC. You know, some people would always say that he wasn't even one of the top five best players on his own team. But he heard all that, and he handled it well with the media. And he, you know, anytime he was asked about being a game manager, he said that was a great thing because you're totally in control of the game. But, you know, ever since his final game at Alabama, I think he's done pretty much everything right. You know, he took a lot of heat for not doing the Senior Bowl. You know, he's from Mobile. His family's pretty prominent down there. It was a big deal when he turned them down, but I think he shifted his focus to working on what he needed to get better at, which was throwing the deep ball and being more consistent with that. He's worked with a private quarterback coach who he's worked with basically since he was in middle school, and he's really focused on that. He had a good pro day, a good combine, and that's why he's kind of I've certainly seen his draft stock go up. I haven't really seen it go down, but he's kind of in that murky kind of second, third round range where really at that point it's all about fit.
So who's been working with him, and how is it going in that route?
Well, you know, he's been working with David Morris down in Jackson, Mississippi. David Morris is kind of he used to be a quarterback at Ole Miss. He backed up Eli Manning down there at that point in time. And, you know, he's really kind of grown this kind of this enterprise called QB Country. He's now working with Alabama's quarterback of the future right now in Jacob Coker. And he worked in Jackson, Mississippi with Logan Kilgore, who's a kind of a late-round prospect from Middle Tennessee. And I think the key thing was he just focused on the deep ball and focused on things that people have claimed are his weaknesses. And I think that, maybe his weaknesses have been maybe overblown a little bit in the media, because I remember at the time last year when he was kind of being tossed around as a Heisman candidate, and the people who were really skeptical about that would kind of nitpick at some of these flaws if he underthrew his receiver or something like that. But I think he's focused on that, and I think his pro day especially was very impressive. I think he was throwing passes with Kevin Norwood, you know, his favorite target at Alabama, and he looked good doing it. And pretty much at that point, he felt like he had proven all he could. And I think that, you know, I think that's why a good comparison maybe at this point in time, and a favorable one for him, is kind of that EJ Manuel comparison, because he really rose up the draft board late in the process. I'm definitely not saying that AJ McCarron is going to go in the first round. I'd be surprised if that happened, but he went from maybe being a third to fourth round kind of guy in January to now to maybe that safer second to third round area.